Oklahoma's governor was elected to a national leadership position. Tribal nations may get more control over food programs, and why a utility withdrew its latest rate review application. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, July 28th. I'm Deborah Schar. Governor Kevin Stitt is the new chair of the National Governors Association, a bipartisan nonprofit. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us Stitt will be a policy advocacy and research aide for state leaders across the nation.
Stitt says in his role he will focus not on building, but reigniting the American dream.
We live in a nation founded on the belief that you can achieve any dream God places on your heart. And yet, nearly 250 years later, that dream doesn't always seem so close. Nearly 50% of Americans believe that the American dream is out of reach. Does that mean the American dream is dead?
The American dream is not dead, Stitt says, and the way to reignite it is to focus on three pillars: creating more jobs in emerging and growing industries, reimagining state education systems to feed those new jobs, and ensuring a strong and reliable energy infrastructure to power the expected growth. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Fellow governors elected Stitt to lead the association alongside new vice chair, Democratic Governor of Maryland, Wes Moore. Oklahoma lawmakers want to give tribal nations full control over a key federal food program. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports.
Representatives Frank Lucas and Tom Cole introduced a bill that would permanently authorize tribal governments to run the Food Distribution Program on Indian Reservations, or FDPIR. The program serves as an alternative to SNAP, offering USDA food to low-income Native households. Supporters say tribal control would reduce delivery delays and help bring healthier, locally sourced food to communities. Gaylord News reports the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma and other tribal leaders strongly support the change. I'm Nick Daniels.
The Oklahoma Department of Corrections has finalized the purchase of the state's last private prison. Sierra Pfeiffer has that story.
All staffing and programming at the more than 2,000-bed facility in Lawton are now the responsibility of the state. It bought the prison for $312 million from the private company that has overseen its operations for close to three decades. The Department of Corrections says the purchase is a, quote, significant milestone. It will now be renamed the Red Rock Correctional Center and is the largest prison in Oklahoma. It houses more than 10% of the state's prison population. The move comes after continued concerns for the safety of the people inside the prison. Stories about gruesome murders and allegations of insufficient medical care made headlines. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Oklahoma utility companies go through a rate review process with regulators to change their monthly charges. But OG&E recently withdrew its latest review application. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports new legislation prompted the decision.
The OCC says this is the first time a utility company has referenced Senate Bill 998 in a formal application. The bill was criticized by corporation commissioners in May because it requires the regulators to approve recovery of construction work in progress funds for companies expanding or building natural gas facilities. That means companies will charge customers for construction before their facilities are operational. OG&E plans to use the funds for two new natural gas turbines at its Horseshoe Lake plant. OG&E says the upgrades are needed for reliability and safety. OG&E cites the measure in its withdrawal document, saying a delay in its rate review process is appropriate. The company intends to refile after SB 998 becomes law in August. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
We have more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.